This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The Joint Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. Good morning. This morning on our agenda, we're going to do some budget setting. The budgets we're going to set include the Department of Agriculture, the boards, the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, the Office of the Secretary of State, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and the Department of Revenue. On the agenda, we intended to take on the Legislative Research Council and the Department of Legislative Audit. We will defer those two at this time. Before we get started, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Nessaba.
Aye.
Saba. White. Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge. Lake.
Here.
Colbeck.
Here.
Greenfield.
Yes.
Bartles.
Yes.
Gross. Howard.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Peterson. Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
And Carr.
And here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Fantastic. Thank you, Madam Secretary. I believe we have some minutes. Senator Maher.
Mr. Chairman, I have the minutes of March 4th, where we set the budgets of Bureau of Human Resources, Department of Labor, Department of Tourism, Office of State Treasurer, South Dakota Investment Council, and South Dakota's Office of Tribal Relations.
We have a motion by Senator Maher, seconded by Representative Bartles, to approve the minutes for March 4th. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, this is a voice vote, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get that. All right, this is a voice vote. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Those minutes are approved. Do we have any further minutes?
Mr. Chairman, and I move to approve the minutes of March 5th, where we set the budgets for the Department of Military, Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Social Services Boards, Department of Health Boards, Bureau of Finance and Management, excluding pools, Bureau of Administration, excluding maintenance and repair, Bureau of Information and Technologies, Department of Transportation, Office of Governor, Office of State Auditor, and South Dakota Retirement System.
Sorry. Well, thank you. Sorry. We have a motion by Senator Maher, and it's seconded by Representative Bartles to approve the minutes for March 5th. Any comments on that motion? This is a voice vote again. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. And those minutes are approved. Thank you, Senator. No further minutes. I'd like to introduce our pages. This is our last week, and so we have a new set of pages coming in to help us out and be here and experience the legislative session. Come on up to a microphone, if you would, and just ask you to introduce yourself. Tell us your name, where you're from, and what your plans are after high school.
I'm Gabriel Nelson. I'm from Sturgis. That's where I go to school. And my future plans in college, I'm planning on attending college. I think I'll be playing college soccer. So I'm either going to go to Nebraska Wesleyan or Coe College in Iowa.
So. Okay. Excellent. And thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amanda Lee. I'm from Coleman, and after high school, I plan to attend Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah,
they do. Stay tuned. What time is that game?
Noon.
I
know where she'll be.
Okay, we're going to jump into it, and this morning we're going to start with setting the budget for Department of Agriculture, the boards. And I'm going to turn it over to our LRC staff, Mr. Close.
Good morning. This is Mitchell Close, fiscal analyst for LRC. We'll be looking at the Department of Ag board budgets on board papers. This is 03 and says SDDA, informational budgets, motion sheets. So with these motion sheets, there's a budget alignment in personal services and operating expenses for most of the boards, with an overall decrease that you can see listed on the sheet. Under line items, you'll see two changes. It's a move of 2 FTE. This is as a result of House Bill 1112 moving the law enforcement officers from the Attorney General to the Brand Board. So see the corresponding increase in personal service dollars and operating expense dollars there. And that's it for the boards.
Okay. Any questions? Any committee questions? No questions? All right. Any comments from the public? Any public testimony regarding the Department of Ag and the boards? Seeing none, any action?
Mr. Chairman, move to set the budget of the American Dairy Association Informational Wheat Commission, Informational Oilseed Council, Informational Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Informational Brand Board, Informational Corn Utilization Council, Informational Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners, Informational the Pulse Crops Council, Informational Motion Sheets G0341A, G0342A, G0343A, G0344A, G0345A, G0346A, G0347A, G0349A, which includes...
Wait, hold on. You said 8A. 9, it should be an 8. We already read that.
Yes.
G0384 or 48.
And G0348A.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Which includes, get my eyes to focus here, $20,510,385,000 in other fund expenditure authority and 47.0 FTEs.
Second.
Excuse me. Thought I was going to be able to suppress it. I couldn't. Okay, we have a motion by Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Wick, to set the budgets as read by Senator Maher. Any comments on that motion?
Mr.
Senator
Chairman,
Maher.
I still think that they should have some skin in the game and pay for their own FTE, but we fought that fight.
Okay. Lost the battle. The war's not over.
Not yet.
All right. Very good. Any other comments on the motion? Okay, seeing none, the motion again is to approve and set the budget as read by Senator Maher, seconded by Senator Wick. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Nessaba.
Aye.
Saba.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Maher.
No.
Thank you.
Hanhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
And Carr.
No.
We have 16 yeas, 2 nays.
Madam Secretary, thank you. We have 16 yeas, 2 nays. The Department of Agriculture boards, the budgets are set as Senator Maher had read them. We're going to go into the Department of Environment and Natural Resources.
All right, good morning again. This is Mitchell Close, fiscal analyst for LRC. Up on the screen, you'll see the Department of Environment and Natural Resources on board papers. This is 20. So there are no changes to the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. There was just an FTE reorganization within the department, resulting in a net zero change.
Okay, any questions from the committee? Any questions? Seeing none, any public testimony? Any comments from the public? Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets for Financial and Technical Assistance, Environmental Services, Regulated Response Fund Informational, Livestock Cleanup Fund Informational, Petroleum Release Compensation and Petroleum Release Compensation Informational, Motion Sheets G2010A, G2020A, G2040A, G2050A, G2061A and G2062A, which includes $7,010,537 in general funds, $8,697,374 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $9,838,058 in other fund expenditure authority, and 180.5 FTEs.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Wick, seconded by Senator Partridge, to set the motion sheets and the budget for the Department of Environment and Natural Resources as read by Senator Wick. Any comments on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank the Secretary for being very upfront in our work group discussions, for making sure that we got everything done for cleanup of those spyglass wells through the Petroleum Release and Compensation Fund. I would like to thank Senator Maher for his vigilance on that and moving forward to get the job done with the most appropriate use of funds possible. So I think we have a good result, and I urge you to support the budget.
Thank you. Any other comments? I just want to echo the thank you for the work by Senator Maher and Senator Wick on this. All right. The motion before us is to set the budget for Department of Environment and Natural Resources. It was read in detail by Senator Wick. It was seconded by Senator Partridge. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Nassifa.
No.
Saba.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
And Carr.
Aye.
We have 17 yeas and 1 nay.
Well, 17 yeas and 1 nay. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources budget is set. Office of the Secretary of State. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jennifer Guther, Legislative Research Council. The Secretary of State doesn't have any changes to the ongoing budget. There was a fund swap of $1,483 in general funds that moved to dollars from employee benefits to employee salaries, but that resulted in a net zero on that line item.
Okay. Any questions from the committee regarding this budget for the Secretary of State? Any questions? Seeing none, any public testimony? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, any action? Senator Greenfield.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move to set the budget for the Secretary of State, Budget Unit 3101, at the level detailed in Motion Sheet G3101A, which includes $1,096,188 in general funds, $1,304,746 in federal fund expenditure authority, $691,413 in other fund expenditure authority, and 15.6 FTEs.
Second.
We have a motion by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Wick, to set the budget for the Office of Secretary of State as read in detail by Senator Greenfield. Any comments on the motion? Okay, seeing none, Madam Secretary, will you call the roll?
Nassifa.
No.
Saba.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
And Carr.
Aye.
We have 17 yeas and 1 nay.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The Office of Secretary of State receiving 17 yeas and 1 nay. The budget is set. The Governor's Office of Economic Development. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Melhoff with LRC. The motion sheets you have in front of you will be for the governor's office. The first motion sheet is for the governor's office of economic development. There you go.
Very good.
It is. This is motion sheet G01051A, which is the governor's main office of economic development. This is the main budget unit, and there are no changes to this budget unit. The next one is for the South Dakota Housing Development Authority, and this has increases for the Dakota Plex program, as well as some increase in federal authority. The next motion sheet is the South Dakota Science and Tech Authority, and there are some increases here for the SURF Foundation director, as well as STEM Institute study. The next motion sheet is the Ellsworth Authority. And there's some increases here. These are all part of the governor's recommended increases. There are no changes to the READY grants motion sheet. No changes to the local infrastructure improvement program. No changes to the economic development partnership program. No changes to the South Dakota Housing Opportunity program. And no changes to the workforce education program. So this page will display the total budget for the governor's office of economic development.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Melhoff. Do we have any questions from the committee? Representative Howard. Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just remind us and the public, the $1 million capital outlay realignment, just share that one more time exactly what that is.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. The decrease of $1 million in capital outlay is for the Science and Tech Authority. This is aligning their budget with actual expenses. They just have excess authority there.
Any other questions? Representative Saba.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you just quickly confirm they have no money allocated for international trade. Is that correct, specifically?
Are you able to comment?
Mr. Chairman, I assume Representative Saba is talking about the governor's office of economic development in their main budget unit.
Yeah.
I am not aware of any funding for international trade.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, any public testimony? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, Representative Howard.
I would move to set the budgets for Governor's Office of Economic Development, South Dakota Housing Development Authority, South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, Ellsworth Authority, READY Grants, Local Infrastructure Improvement, Economic Development Partnership, South Dakota Housing Opportunity and Workforce Education, Motion Sheets G01051A, G01053A, G01054A, G01056A, G010571A, G010572A, G010573A, G010574A, and G010575A, which includes $10,457,555 in general funds, $11,783,115 in federal fund expenditure authority, $62,359,649 in other fund expenditure authority, and 119.6 FTEs.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Representative Howard, seconded by Senator Wick, to approve the motion sheet and budgets for the Governor's Office of Economic Development as detailed by Representative Howard. Any comments on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had some great discussions with the work group of one with this agency. They're doing some great work. We did have some discussion on the Dakota Plex program, just they're confident that that won't negatively impact the private sector. The SURF Foundation is going gangbusters and doing great things in Deadwood, and the Ellsworth Foundation is
excited to welcome the B-21 to Ellsworth, so they're working hand-in-hand with that. So I would encourage your yes vote on this.
Any other comments? Okay, seeing none, the motion before us is made by Representative Howard, seconded by Senator Wick, and to set the motion sheets and budget for the Governor's Office of Economic Development as detailed by Representative Howard. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Nessipa.
No.
Saba.
No.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
No.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
And Carr.
Aye.
We have 15 yeas and 3 nays.
With 15 yeas and 3 nays, the budget for the Governor's Office of Economic Development is set. Okay, we will proceed with the Department of Revenue.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Mellhoff, LRC, once again, the Department of Revenue motion sheets start with 02. So the motion sheet you have in front of you is G0210A, which is the Department of Revenue, the administration's motion sheet and budget unit. And there are no changes to this budget unit. The next motion sheet you have in front of you is for the business tax office. And the items requested in here, there's a fund shift from general funds to the sales and use tax collection fund, as well as funding for tax discovery agents. And I will recommend the committee that this motion sheet differs from the governor's recommended budget. And I'll let Representative Howard explain the differences.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So basically, the difference is one revenue agent. The agency had initially requested 4. I'm going to recommend 3, compromising. They do have a backlog of leads, which fully justifies 2 more agents. They are confident that they have the work out there for additional agents, but they will be looking for those leads based on the leads that they have. So at this point, I feel confident recommending 3, and then we would readdress the issue next year if need be.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the next budget unit and motion sheet is motor vehicles, and there are no changes to that budget. The next budget is property taxes, and once again, there are no changes in that budget. The audits budget is next, and there are no changes to that budget. The next motion sheet you have in front of you is for instant online operations, which is an informational budget, and there are no changes. The next budget is video lottery, and no changes. The next budget is commission on gaming, and no changes. So this final page you see displayed on your screen is the Department of Revenue summary for all the changes in the budget.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee? Do we have any questions? Seeing none, do we have any public testimony? Any public testimony? Seeing none, Representative Howard.
I would move to set the budgets for administration, Secretary of Revenue, business tax, motor vehicles, property taxes, audits, instant and online operations informational, video lottery and commission on gaming informational, motion sheets G0210A, Z0220A, G0230A, G0240A, G0250A, G0281A, G0282A, and G0293A, which includes $860,934 in general funds, $308,036 in federal fund expenditure authority, $75,493,630 in other fund expenditure authority, and 257.5 FTEs.
Okay. Second, somebody? Thank you. We have a motion by Representative Howard, second by Representative Koth, to set the budget for the Department of Revenue as detailed by Representative Howard. Further comments on the motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had some great discussions. Department of Revenue is adjusting well to the new world post-Wayfair. So, you know, they are our tax agents, or they're out there doing their work and doing well. So I would encourage a yes vote on this.
Further comments? Seeing none, we have a motion by Representative Howard, seconded by Representative Koth, to set the budget for Department of Revenue as detailed by Representative Howard. Madam Secretary, will you call the roll, please?
Nessipa.
No.
Saba.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Excused.
Lake.
Excused.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Post.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
And Carr.
Aye.
We have 16 yeas, 1, no, excuse me, 15 yeas, 1 nay, and 2 excused.
With 15 yeas, 1 nay, 2 excused, the Department of Revenue budget is set. Thank you. Okay. As I had mentioned prior to starting, we will defer the budget setting for the Legislative Research Council and Department of Legislative Audit. Do we have any further minutes or business? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Senator White to adjourn. It's seconded by Senator Kolbeck. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are adjourned.